This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day at 7 this evening. The address will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. On Doordarshan, the broadcast of the address in Hindi and English will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. It will open to the public from Friday and visitors can visit it till 15th of September. For the first time this year, sportspersons have been invited to witness Amrit Udyan on 29th August on the occasion of National Sports Day. The nation is remembering the partition horror Remembrance Day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the countless people who were impacted and suffered due to the horrors of partition. He said that today is also a day to pay tributes to their courage, which illustrates the power of human resilience. Mr. Modi said that a lot of these impacted by partition went on to rebuild their lives and attain immense success. The Prime Minister emphasized on the nation's commitment to always protect the bonds of unity and brotherhood in the country. The Federation of Resident Doctors Association, FODA, has decided to call off their strike over Kolkata doctors' murder incident. A decision in this regard was taken after a delegation of FODA met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi. The doctors from across the country were protesting over the incident since Monday. Talking to media after the meeting, FODA President Avirel Mathur said the health minister has assured that their demands would be addressed in a time-bound manner. Meanwhile, a CBI team has begun investigation into the case after collecting the FIR copy from the Tala police station in Kolkata in West Bengal. The team yesterday interrogated four doctors who were with the deceased doctor before the incident and other persons related to the case. The Calcutta High Court ordered a CBI investigation into the case. The Election Commission will hold a meeting with Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla today to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The Commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, recently visited the Union Territory and reviewed the poll preparations. During a press conference in Jammu, Mr. Kumar emphasized that the Commission is committed to holding the elections in J&K at the earliest. He asserted that no outside or internal forces can derail the electoral process in the Union Territory. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully carried out maiden test flight of long-range glide bomb LRGB Gaurav from Sukhoi 30 Mk1 of the Indian Air Force. The Ministry of Defence said in a statement, the test was conducted off the coast of Odisha. Gaurav is an air-launched 1,000-kilogram class glide bomb capable of hitting targets at long distance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO, IAF and industry for the successful flight test. He termed it a major milestone in the country's effort in developing indigenous defence technologies for further strengthening the capability of the armed forces. India and Australia have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and emphasized the need for strengthening international cooperation to combat terrorism in a comprehensive and sustained manner. The statement comes after the 14th meeting of the India-Australia Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in New Delhi yesterday. The External Affairs Ministry said the two sides condemned the use of terrorist proxies for cross-border terrorism. Both the countries also exchanged views on domestic, regional and global terrorism threat assessments. Joint Secretary for Counterterrorism at the Ministry of External Affairs, K.D. Deval, and Ambassador for Counterterrorism at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of Australia, Richard Feeks, led their respective delegations. United States has approved a $20 billion arms sales to Israel, including fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. The State Department announced this yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.